At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
It's up. It's ready. All the props, the house specials, championship Sunday at Bet Rivers. You could win $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive Bet Rivers squares. Place a $10 bet or more on qualifying bets. You win a square on a house. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus and credit use. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. Get up there.
Pauly, let's get some perspective from the other side of the counter as Thomas Gable joins us here. He is the director of the race and sports book at the Borgata in Atlantic City. Thomas, thanks for the time as always. How are you today?
Doing well, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You bet. So I can only imagine the type of action you've seen so far, being so close to Philadelphia on this Eagles 49ers game throughout the entire week. You told us last week that game had five times the handle than other games going on in the same weekend. I want to ask you, though, as somebody who has been flooded with Eagles money going all the way back to April, May, June, throughout the entire summertime, and the liability is really, really built up. Take that away from the equation for a second here. What do you personally make the true point spread in this Eagles 49ers game?
Well, we went through some of these scenarios last week, and I originally said last Friday I'd make this game a pick. Mm-hmm. Sunday night, mm-hmm. I was leaning Eagles laying one, and by the time we got it to open, most of the market was at two. There's spots already open at two, so that's where we open at two. Now, obviously, up to 2.5 pretty much everywhere, and having gotten to three, 2.5 is juice. I think that's pretty much where it's going to remain, even here. Obviously, you're writing, six Philadelphia tickets for every one on the Niners, but it's not like the Niners are getting ignored completely. We are taking some bigger bets on the 49ers. So, it's not completely lopsided in this game for us at all. And, listen, the Eagles, they're a bad, at least in the future book for us, they're a bad result. If they win the NFC, it's going to be 10 times worse if they win the Super Bowl. But I go back to when they won the Super Bowl in 2017. My boss at the time, Jay Rood, who was overseeing MGM Racing Sports at the time, MGM got beat up in Vegas on the Eagles when they won the Super Bowl. And he said, it would have been a bloodbath in Atlantic City if we were booking in Atlantic City at that time. And it certainly could be the case this year if they pull it off. But obviously a big game, and all the Philly fans are going to be out in force. That's somebody who grew up in Pennsylvania, born and raised, and went to school in Philly. I've been to many Eagles games throughout the years, both at Veterans Stadium and at the Link. And obviously that is not a very welcoming place for outsiders. those fans will be out for blood this Sunday. I mean, I don't know. Do you guys know who the Philadelphia Wings are? Have you heard of them?
No.
No.
No. Okay. So they are the professional lacrosse team in Philadelphia.
Okay.
They play at the Wells Fargo Center, which is the home of the Sixers and the Flyers. So last weekend when the Eagles were playing the Giants, that game was an 8 o'clock start. The lots for the link would not open till 4 p.m. So four hours of tailgating is not enough for Philadelphia, obviously.
Right.
So Eagles fans went and bought tickets for the Wings game, which were they were playing at 1 o'clock, and the gates opened at 8 or 9 in the morning, so they could get a full 12 hours of tailgating time in for that game. Knowing full well they weren't going to be attending the Wings game, they just wanted access to the parking lots over there in the stadium.
Vantage point.
I mean, you know, it's an earlier game. Obviously, they play the earlier game Sunday, so I'm sure as soon as 8 a.m. Mass ends in South Philly, everybody's going to be heading to the lot to get ready for the game.
Sure, our father.
They, you know, it's a tough spot. It's a tough spot for a rookie quarterback,
yes.
You know, for Brock Purdy. I mean, the guy has he has met the challenge so far, but it is going to be a hostile environment that he's going to be walking into there on Sunday afternoon.
Good breakdown. So you could be carried out here if they win the Super Bowl. How much money did you save, number one, with Hurts getting hurt, no MVP, and Sirianni not even a finalist coach of the year?
Yeah, obviously Sirianni, that was a surprise when he was not a finalist. I know quite a few people who had tickets on him, and they were shocked as well. So, you know, Hurts getting hurt, yes, that obviously moved a lot of that market for MVP. We did take a bigger bet on Mahomes. We have some liability on Mahomes. We took a $180,000 play on him to win MVP, I think the week of Thanksgiving, maybe a day or two before Thanksgiving. So we do have some liability from that, but Hurts obviously was going to be a not good result for us either. That ended up working out. But, yeah, I mean, in terms of the future book, I mean, the other three teams remaining, the Niners, Bengals, and Chiefs, we're in good shape on all three of them. It's really just the Eagles is where it kind of starts and ends for us.
How is your in-play and your team there with your traders? I imagine you got to be on your toes for the AFC game. Because you go back, you got to, you can respond. Do you throw out the algorithm? Do you have to look at this and say, come on, Jacksonville can't be plus 350 to win the game if it's Chad Henne? And then are you ready for the adjustment if Mahomes is compromised and we see Henne yet again? How do you treat this and what's the discussion been like with the staff?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. A lot of that in play is done manually for us. So you can obviously see what's going on and you know what's happening there with Mahomes and Henne coming in. And I think this, the AFC Championship game, this is a perfect opportunity for an in-play wager. I think you're going to see a lot of in-play handle in this game because of the fact that how compromised is Mahomes? Nobody really knows. You know, we've seen the dribs and drabs of information come out through the week. That's what's been moving this line along with you know, we had an influential group who released the play on the Chiefs when it got up to 2.5, which, you know, I think was a very smart thing to do because I didn't really see that line getting to 3. There's been a lot of public Bengals money all week, simply just everybody reacting to the fact that they don't believe Mahomes is going to be 100%. And so much of Mahomes' game, obviously, is predicated on his legs and his ability to move in and out of the pocket. So what's he going to look like? But you've seen now respected money, whether it's been following the release of a play from a group or doing their own, the respected money has come in here on the Chiefs, and now the Chiefs are back to where they opened. Chiefs were open as a one-point favorite with us. They're now back to a one-point favorite. But again, I see this number not really moving too much more. It's, you know, may go to 2, I think, would probably be the high water mark for the Chiefs because there's not much difference there, 1.5, 2. But, you know, I think, again, we had a lot of public money come in on the Bengals throughout the week. But here we sit on a Friday morning, 90% of the handle is still to come this weekend.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Thomas Gable. He is the director of the Borgata Race and Sportsbook in Atlantic City. So the Super Bowl that would garner the most interest in your neck of the woods, clearly the Eagles in the NFC. Does it matter, the team in the AFC? Is it, or would it be Chiefs just because they're a little bit sexier across the country and they do have Mahomes and the storyline going on there?
I think slightly the Chiefs. I mean, listen, the Bengals, obviously with Burrow, are also a big deal. But yeah, I mean, the Chiefs and just the Andy Reid connection as well to Philadelphia, having Reid face off against the Eagles in a Super Bowl, I think would also be a pretty big deal to the local fan base here. So, yeah, I mean, I think Chiefs-Eagles would probably be the sexier matchup, as you said, but you can't go wrong with any of the combinations of these four teams. You really can't.
Yep. So if Eagles fans were buying Philadelphia Wings tickets to show up at 8 o'clock last week, what time do Eagles fans need to get there to your spot, to the Borgata this week, to make sure that they can watch the game?
Well, I mean, we open the doors to the book at 9 a.m. on Sunday. So I don't know if they want to get in there and start drinking that early. I mean, obviously, there's 24-hour bars throughout the property, so they can get started Saturday night if they want.
Yeah, plenty of people are going to be calling in sick to work on Monday, regardless of the outcome. No doubt about it on Sunday. Thomas, thanks so much for the time today and their perspective. We appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. At T Gable Sports on Twitter.
Eddie, play. Well thought out by the Philly fans.
They get it. Wow, good. They really do.
Yeah. The other thing, too, about what Adam Chernoff mentioned with the reports early, too, I think it was Mahomes' strength coach. Someone affiliated with Mahomes tweeted Tuesday afternoon, it looks like Romo was wrong. And then
then Bieniemy said, I want.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of like, you want a reference from the 80s when Harry met Sally?
Oh,
I'll have what,
I'll have what she's having. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good performance by her.
Very good. Strong. Yeah. Really fell for it.
Sure.
But that's what it's like.
Yeah, like Elaine, Jerry Seinfeld.
I've had the Toradol once in my life.
Oh.
And I look at these athletes like, boy, you guys are just soft, man. The ankle, the knee, I don't want. Talk to me when you have a kidney stone. If you want to go through real pain as a man, live through a kidney stone one time. First month of the pandemic.
Who are you, Ventura? I ain't got time to bleed.
I had to go. We're doing the show. By 7:04 in the morning, I'm on my knees begging you got to take me to the hospital.
Yeah.
Gets me to the hospital. There's nobody in the ER because it's the pandemic. Everybody's scared to go to the hospital. They gave me a vial this big of morphine.
Yeah.
And they assumed that was going to work. I'm like, I'm feeling nothing. I need more.
Oh, no.
They come back over the top. They give me 1.5 times that vial in morphine and that big of a bottle, a vial of Toradol.
Oh.
And finally, it settled down, the pain. Finally. You haven't lived through pain until you've had a kidney stone.
That's what I've been told. That is what I've been told.
I don't wish it upon anybody.
Yeah.
Awful. Up next, win some, lose some. We'll recap the betting action from last night. A ton of upsets yet again. Paulie with the details here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
How about the Knicks? 3-1 on the money line. Surprised the Celtics blew a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter, but pulled it out in overtime. Brown misses some big free throws and a big win for the Knicks. Pistons plus 275. Surprised the Nets. Cavs Rockets under 223 down to 216.5. Easy winner. Here's what Mitch was talking about in hockey. The late game, Chicago plus 320. Anaheim plus 320. Both won on the road. Chicago and Calgary and Anaheim and Colorado. Colorado going to make the playoffs?
Oh, wow.
I don't know about that.
They've had so many injuries this year.
Yeah. Cal Davis from 5 up to 8.5. No problem with Cal State Bakersfield. And Louisiana Tech UAB under 152 down to 147.5. Florida Atlantic won again. It's like 19 in a row.
That game was on TV last night.
21-1. You're going to win like 28, 29 games. You look at it. Yeah, absolutely. Great job. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, watch the show. As always, VSiN.com. Couple lose some Knicks. Celtics under 226.5 down to 220. Purdue, Michigan under 139.5 down to 135.5. Arizona State over against Washington, 139 up to 144.5. Those are all no good. Lose some. Duquesne is now looking at their security in light of the prank with the Uber Eats guy with the McDonald's. It's like he just walks in, and he's mic'd up, obviously, TikTok nonsense. But the guy walks in, walks around, walks out. No one says a word. Like, what are we doing? So they're now taking a hard look at security and how they have to do a better job in light of the prank and the stunt.
First of all, shame on us because we didn't want to buy into that idea.
Well, I didn't know he was mic'd up.
Our producer, Dustin, called it right away. He's like, something's fishy about this.
Yes.
And here's my problem. I'm a little old, I think. I don't use TikTok that much. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not top of mind for me every single day. Now it is. Now, every single thing that happens, like this dude running on the court in Duquesne, my first thought's going to be, oh, it's TikTok.
Alert.
TikTok now.
All right.
All right. They're making a video. Yeah.
They asked the Duquesne coach, strangest thing you've ever seen? He said, it's up there. But when I was at Eastern Michigan, our fans delivered ice cream to the opposing coach. Had ice cream delivered to him while the game was going on.
While the game was going on.
He said, this might top it. Oh. Corner three. Guy runs on the floor. How about some videos? Watch these, VSiN Pro, as always. You want to see these tweets and videos. Look at this. Look how tiny this girl is. Pro eater. It's the 5-pound chimichanga challenge in Phoenix, where we'll be in a couple weeks. Let's give it a shot. I mean, it's about a minute video where she puts the whole thing down, 5 pounds of the chimichanga, and then licks the plate clean at the end. Look at her. She's got to be like 790 pounds.
Do I have to look at this?
Oh, she puts it down no problem, though, Mitch. See, and even at the end.
It's disgusting.
I clean the plate. There you go. Wow.
No, you guys can go ahead and try that.
Oh,
I'm out.
How sick would you be?
They used to have a 6-pound burrito challenge here in Las
Vegas.
Yeah, they
did. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I love burritos. That thing is, you know, 2 bites in, you're like, okay, this is ridiculous.
Right. Let's stay with the food. Zach Greinke, curious fellow, against Chipotle. And Zach Greinke makes a ton of cash, and he's done very well in his career. I like the guac, but I don't love the guac. So I get it when I feel like it, and they changed their guac from $1.50 to $1.80. $1.50 is pretty darn high. But to go to $1.80, I'll never get guac again. It's not about the guac itself. I don't want to let them win.
Well,
the 30 cents.
Paul, you have to live by a set of principles, right? I actually went and looked last night. Do you have any idea how much Zach Greinke has made in his career?
Oh,
Just throw out any number.
275.
You're almost right on the money.
Yeah?
It's almost $300 million.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's about 277.
But the 30 cents for the extra guac.
But
this
guy. But
that's this guy. He's a nut.
Of course he is, yeah.
Remember, when he was with the Dodgers, they clinched the division title in San Francisco. He comes on the field with his girl, wife, whatever, and they got a cabbage patched off.
Right. Hey, we're celebrating with our family.
No.
Right.
Apparently, this guy is a gem. A real treat, this guy. Oh, my God, the 30 cents, sure. And how about this one? I like the Connor Hughes tweet here. Hackett could be sitting on a beach with Hans Gruber, collecting millions for the next 4 years. So you're telling me he signed on for the pressure of being the OC with the Jets without knowing who his quarterback is? He's going to damage his career and tarnish his rep to coach Wilson, Tannehill, or a Jimmy G?
Well, he can't tarnish his reputation any more than it already is.
Oh,
No, he can't.
But if this doesn't go well, who's going to hire him?
For what?
I'm saying you're not going to be like an OC again, right?
He got a job pretty damn quickly this offseason.
No, I'm saying this doesn't go well, to the Connor Hughes tweet. I mean, say, like, why not just hang out, collect your money, and now you're going to come back like that after how bad it was in Denver and how bad Wilson looked, and now it could be bad in New York and you're going to feel the media pressure with a... maybe a below-average quarterback?
Yeah, look, Nathaniel Hackett probably could not live with himself if he took time off. Because he has to know deep down. I mean, he does. I mean, let's be honest here. He knows how brutal it was for him last year and how bad of a head coach he was. That's tough to go to sleep at night, you know. Still, after you've been fired. I don't care who you are.
Couple bad beats. Arizona was laying 5.5. They missed a wide-open dunk up 7 with 10 seconds. And then Washington State hit a 3 at the buzzer. It fell 4. And Knicks Celtics under. It was 102-89 with 8 minutes left. Again, the Knicks blow it. It goes to overtime where the game goes over. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com. Well, we are mere mortals here. In light of what you've had to go through in the past, Miguel Olivo, catcher, the Rockies, back in the day, passed a kidney stone in the 8th inning. Rather than sit out, he exited the bathroom, grabbed his catching gear, and finished the game.
The passing it is not the hard part.
God.
It's when it first hits, and you're like, uh-oh, what is this? And you have...
What'd you think it was? Did you know?
I knew.
You did?
I knew because I had a never-ending urinating sensation the night before. I was going to the bathroom every 15 minutes. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, oh, that's probably what it is. Now it makes some sense to me.
Oh, no.
And then we did the show the next day. It's during the pandemic again. And
did the show.
From the house.
You're a warrior.
I bite my lip the whole time.
Sure. I don't know how you did it. Yeah.
Nothing's comfortable. Sitting down, standing up, laying backwards. So bad.
Sure.
So Tripp says on Twitter, he got a tortle shot for severe, and you have back pain.
Yeah.
And when you have bad back pain, it's like nothing's going to help, right? He had severe lower back pain issues 5 years ago. He went from barely able to walk to walking without pain at a brisk pace in less than 2 hours after the shot. Called it a miracle. That's what Mike Pritchard has said.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He turns back the clock. Don't feel pain.
He could barely walk. Took the tortle shot, and he's out there on the field playing like he was 24 years old. It'll give you three and a half hours.
I highly recommend acupuncture.
Oh, for the back?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Going to a brisk walk. Holy cow, yeah. This stuff is something.
You think...
it's a scene.
Chiefs-Eagles is your thought, yeah? On the Super Bowl?
I Eagles, absolutely. Yes. And even more so with the gems from Paul Charchian yesterday, that this will not go well for Purdy. But Chiefs-Bengals, I don't know. It's a tough call. And I got to see what Mahomes looks like. I mean, he appears to be okay. But then again, he can't beat them healthy. So, with Burrow showing up, and if Burrow beats him again, and my God, the fan base has got to be livid if the Chiefs lose this game again.
Yeah.
If there's something wrong with him, and you just say, well, okay, he got hurt, bad luck. But if you go to 5 straight AFC title games, and you have 1 Super Bowl to show for it, it's like, what happened here? You know, it's got to be very frustrating. And back-to-back years, you're going to lose at home to Cincinnati? That's going to be tough to take in a rough offseason.
So, who is his safety net when he's at full health? The guy that he can depend on more than anybody else.
Kelce.
Travis Kelce. Don't you think with him slightly compromised? And well, we have a guest coming on who covers the Chiefs in KC in 5 minutes. We'll have him throw like a number. What do you expect? 65%, 70%, 80% from Mahomes? If they go shotgun and have to get the ball out of his hands right away, there's no better safety net at a guy who can just pivot, get open, bam, there right. he is.
Not even running anything, really.
Yeah. The amount of targets for Travis Kelce, they in theory, they should be there. Now, this is a square play, but sometimes it pays off to be a square. And you just, under these circumstances, you really think that Kelsey's going to have to be the go-to guy. That said, the Bengals are awesome on defense, and their defensive coordinator stock is higher than it's ever going to be right now. They know that, but every team knows they need to slow down Kelce, and they can still rarely do it.
Well, last week was embarrassing, though. I mean, you got to find him. He has 17 targets, Jacksonville.
Yep.
What do you think he's going to?
I'm not expecting that, but you know, maybe I'm willing to pay the price on him to score a touchdown at any time. Because his catching, the reception, 7.5 is off. I mean, that's crazy high. Uh-huh. But you can't really put it any lower than that. And then you got to go out there. And in fact, I'm seeing like as high as 83.5 at some spots now for the receiving yard. So, all right. As mentioned, Seren Petro does a great job covering the Chiefs for Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. He asked the first three questions at Andy Reid's press conference this week. We'll try to have him gauge where Mahomes is going to be. Like I said, 65, 70%, 75%. What's a number that he could put on that? We'll ask him coming up here on Follow the Money.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All the props, all the house specials, and the squares, everything you want, all you can eat at Bet Rivers. If your numbers on your square match the final score, you win. Place a $10 or more bet and qualify and get a square on the house. Qualifying wagers, bonuses, credit use, all of it, full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com. You can win up to 10 grand in bonus money instantly. Championship Sunday almost here at Bet Rivers.
All right, let's get some perspective from someone who has boots on the ground, as they say, in Kansas City. Seren Petro does a great job on Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. He's been there for a long, long time. He joins us here on a Friday morning. Seren, how you doing today?
It's always great to be introduced as basically old.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Well,
long, you know
what? Long time. Old guy. Yeah, here you go. Yeah,
that's giving a lot of credit to the resume, is it not?
That is true. I have managed to not be fired, although I was fired very early in my career. So I was told when I was in college, you don't work in radio until you've been fired. I got fired early. I did it when I was like 23.
Get it out of the way.
You know, made it easy. Yeah, get it out of the way.
There you go. Okay, so it's very easy to me, and maybe duped is the wrong word, but to fall into a trap here with the Mahomes videos. Or am I wrong on that? Because what we're seeing here is a guy who is going straight pretty much the entire time on the videos. And from what we understand, I mean, this guy makes more plays than anybody going left to right. We haven't seen that. So should people still be concerned about how he's going to look on Sunday?
100%. I mean, I get the line movement that's going on, and I think, you know, they see the video. Okay, he's going to be up on his feet. I think there was at least security that he's going to play, because I wouldn't have put it out of the realm of possibility after seeing the injury initially that they would tell him, listen, you can't move at all, and Chad Henne's going to be in there. So I get the optimism and the line pushing back once they started thinking, okay, he's actually going to be on the field. But the idea that he's 100%? No. I mean, we watch very closely when he walks into the interview room. He made a point to skip one of the steps with his right foot as the lead and go up the stairs. Kind of, he knew everybody was going to be snapping the shots and, you know, videotaping him walking, and he made that point. And then when you get to practice, all the cameramen can shoot is basically the stretching and a couple minutes of some basic warm-up drills. And all those drills, you'll notice, he's either standing still, handing off, making a throw, taking a stride, or moving forward with the stretching drills. And that's not how the quarterback played. It's not a sprint that the quarterback has. The quarterback has to step left, step right, shuffle, and he's not going to be able to push off that right foot that way. He's not going to have the lateral movement. So, you know, the idea that he's dead man walking that I've heard from some Cincinnati people, no, that's not the case. But the idea that there's no problem there that I've heard from some Kansas City people, I think that's underrating the injury. I don't think it's as simple as that. He will be limited, and Andy Reid will have to adjust what they do on offense.
If it gets bad, I mean, how bad does it have to get where you say, oh, it's Henny time? And also, the guy takes some 98 yards against Jacksonville, which was incredible.
Yeah, it is. And Henny's done a fight. He's had a couple of them. He pulled out, not pulled out, they were ahead, but came into the game against the Browns two years ago when they were on the way to the Super Bowl and finished that game off and had a big fourth and one completion that helped seal the deal against the Browns. So, you know, they're not going to just, listen, I've said this, can the Chiefs beat the Cincinnati Bengals with Chad Henne? They can. Can the Chiefs beat the Eagles or 49ers with Chad Henne? They can. Can they beat both of them with Chad Henne in the same year? No, they can't. You know, Andy Reid can dial up one great game plan, but you're not going to do it. If they're going to win the championship, it'll be Patrick Mahomes that's out on the field holding up the trophy. But if they need Henne to go in and run a series while Mahomes goes and gets retaped, or if it's to finish the game because, you know, somebody rolled up on him a little bit in the fourth quarter, they're not going to wilt because Chad Henne has to run out on the field.
Okay, so if he's compromised, can you win games scoring 24, 21 points? Can Jones get after this offensive line now? And can he wreak havoc and bring down Burrow?
You know, if you look at the history of postseason football with Chris Jones, the answer would be no. He has zero playoff sacks. For all the havoc he's caused throughout his career, all the sacks he's tallied in the regular season, I mean, it's a thing. He'll answer those questions today when he'll be at the podium. He answered them last week against the Jaguars. Again, no sacks against the Jags. For whatever reason, I think it's more statistical anomaly than something I would hang my hat on and go bet. And I think this is the week he probably gets it done. The Bengals are down on the offensive line. I think the snow in Buffalo neutralized the Bills' defensive line. Tim Grunhard, who was a Pro Bowl center for the Chiefs for 11 years here in Kansas City, comes on with me each week. And, you know, I asked him, I said, how much does that snow affect the Bills? He said, snow is an offensive lineman's best friend. He said, they can't get traction. It allows us to lock on and the matchup's over. And so I think that really did mask the deficiencies that are there for the Bengals offensive line. Now, that's not to say that the Chiefs are just going to bury Joe Burrow, because their offensive line wasn't very good last year. Mm-hmm. Everybody sacked Joe Burrow except the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. They could not get him down. They got around him, but they couldn't put him down. So I think it'll be different. I think he'll go down more in this game. I think they'll be better. They're the second highest sack total in the NFL this year. The rest of their defensive line around Chris Jones has gotten better. George Karlaftis, the rookie, has 5.5 sacks in the last 7 games, so I think he provides more of a presence. So I think they'll do a better job of getting to Joe Burrow, but maybe that just levels the playing field with what we expect to be a limited Patrick Mahomes.
Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest is Seren Petro. He is in Kansas City. Great job on Sports Radio 810 WHB in that city. Okay, so, you know, you talked about how they're going to have to make adjustments. Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy. It's a very square play, no doubt. But, I mean, the biggest safety net Patrick Mahomes has had in his career is the biggest safety net in the entire league, and that's Travis Kelce. Well, if he's compromised at all and they go, like, shotgun, it's going to be quick releases, I mean, is it going to hit the focus here? And the Bengals know this, obviously, but he went off last week. Doesn't Kelce in this, you know, under this theory, kind of eat all game long as well?
Yeah, I think Kelce's the guy he'll want to go to. Kelce can work at all the levels. He can work long. He can work short. You know, they'll figure out a way to get him open. The Bengals do run a lot of different multiple, sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I had to do that. I'm getting over bronchitis. He works at a bunch of different levels, and so I think they'll find a way to get him the ball. Now, where will it be? If they don't, if they throw so many resources at him that it's just not worth going after it, Jerick McKinnon will be the guy that steps up. He had 9 touchdown catches as a running back. That tied the NFL record. He had 8 of them, I think, in the last 5 or 6 games of the season. He became the guy that, okay, you throw everybody at Kelce. The people you're going to throw at him mean that the running back's open. And so if you want some interesting props, you know, if they're going to throw the ball against the Bengals, which Andy Reid always loves to throw the ball, Jerick McKinnon is their best pass protector. In fact, he might be the best pass blocking running back in the NFL. And if you need extra protection because you want to take care of your quarterback, that means Jerick McKinnon is going to get plenty of snaps in this game. And I think he's going to be a guy that if they want to take away Kelce, he'll be the guy that benefits the most, certainly on the shorter level. I think on the longer level, it's Juju Smith-Schuster that will benefit more. And I wouldn't be adverse to taking it over on catches or yards or Juju to get a touchdown either.
Last time you were on, we mentioned the special teams. And my God, again against Jacksonville. Bucker's got a big leg. And the 2 times he kicked it short on the kickoffs, they almost housed one of them. And they returned the other one to the Kansas City 40 and handed them 7 points. How you feeling about the kick coverage?
Yeah, not good. I don't feel good about anything on special teams. They managed to make their kicks. which was effective, which is, listen, this is puzzling because Dave Tobe is hands down the greatest special teams coach ever. And it's been a disaster this year. There's no way around it. He was at the podium yesterday. We were asking him, and I asked him one of the things everyone in Kansas City wanted to know was that your plan to kick short and try to cover it? Was the plan to kick it into the end zone and Bucker couldn't just execute it? He said, and I take everything a coach says at a podium with a grain of salt, right. He said the plan was to kick it into the end zone, and because of how cold it was, because of the weather, the ball just couldn't get there. Well, it's going to be significantly colder in this game. You know, that was mid-30s when they kicked that off. We're talking about a kickoff temperature at about 13, 14 degrees, dipping down into single digits as the game wears on. He's not going to be able, if he couldn't reach it last week, and you're right, he does have a big leg. He routinely kicks it through the uprights on kickoffs during the early part of the season. I'm not buying it 100%, but if that's the case, then they're going to have to come up with something new because they're not good at any level of special teams, and what you want are fair catches on punts and balls out of the end zone. I think you could see some pooch kicks or maybe some squib kicks to try to change things around. If Bucker really can't, and if he can't reach that distance, I still think in the cold he should be able to reach it. He had the ankle injury in the opening week, and there were some people rumbling that surgery was going to be necessary to make it 100%, and I think it's one of those things we hear in the after the season that he was playing hurt all year and he's lost some distance all along, which is something to factor in on any long field goal attempt he might line up. Mm-hmm.
Great stuff, Sir Ben. We have 30 seconds left here. How would you, the crazy line movement this week, how would you bet the game today?
I think there's, for me, there's a few things that I'm an auto bet, right? Like if NFL game where there's no quarterback, somebody's got a trash quarterback or the backup's in, I will play the other team every time and plan to win 6 out of 10. This is a game where Patrick Mahomes is laying less than 3 points at any point or getting points, then that's an auto bet for me. And I think I would have that take over. And this, at this point, trying to bet against him is a bad idea. Trying to bet against Burrow is a bad idea. I think the game is spread right where it ought to be, and if you get a chance to get Mahomes plus Andy Reid where they're less than 3 points, then for me that's an auto bet. So I would say the Chiefs, but it's something that I'd be betting for the long haul, not just, oh, I love this game, I got to pile up on it.
All right, you can follow him on Twitter. He's at Seren Petro, sports radio host on 810 WHB in Kansas City. Thanks, pal. Enjoy the game.
Always my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well done.
Get better with the bronchitis as well. That sucks to have it. We've been there.
Guy had 250-yard field goals against Jacksonville. That didn't make any sense.
No, not at all.
Why he couldn't get there on the two? And guess what? It almost beat him because he couldn't get it there on the two kickoffs.
Yep. We have bets that we like in pocket plays coming up next here on Follow the Money.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The quarterback was on coke. If his girlfriend was not
coke. These games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's children on these games.
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
Here we go. Time for our in-pocket plays, recapping last night's action. I'll take the push. I will gladly take it. I was fortunate to get out of there. I know it was a three-point game with like 4 seconds left, but Michigan trailed by more than five for most of that second half. They came back, made it look better than it was. So that's a refund last night. Michigan plus the five at home against Purdue. I'll take it because I thought it was going to be a loser for sure. Here's what I'm adding. Brock Purdy currently again under 221.5 with the passing yards. Terrific breakdown by our pal Paul Charchin on yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Around the same exact time. I liked it anyway. He really put me over the top with that. I'm going to go Samaje Perine over 16.5 receiving yards in this game. I think there's an absolute path here for him to be a guy who's going to get plenty of targets or enough targets to put him over this number from Joe Burrow. And this is a long shot in the game. But again, you can beat the secondary of the 49ers. You can beat him deep. I'm going to go Quez Watkins anytime touchdown at 8-1. And they throw to him deep occasionally. My thought is here they will absolutely take a shot at some point. And if and when that shot comes in, I'd like to be on the receiving end of that, pun intended, and maybe cash an 8-1 ticket. Here's what I bet earlier in the week. To go along with that, I also have Jalen Hurts' longest completion over 30.5 yards. I have the Chiefs plus 145 to win the AFC. And, oh God, I was watching the golf tournament yesterday. Justin Thomas soared to like 6 under right away, completely fell off one of those bluffs in La Jolla, and he finished the round at like 2 over. So he's 2 under for the day. Top 10, was looking great early on, then he stunk up the joint. So we'll see how it goes today.
How about the Patrick Reed Rory stuff? This Patrick Reed is just,
boy, is he unlikable.
Yeah. How about the reporter? Like, you gonna make up? You gonna get...
No, why would he make up?
He served me a lawsuit on Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna reach out to him. Am I going to shake his hand?
No. No chance.
He throws the tee at him?
That's on
direction?
Top of it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on. Unbelievable. All right. Good luck to you. Longest touchdown under in the Niner game. I'm going under 41.5. And I'm going under 5.5 sacks in the Eagle-Niner game.
Ooh.
As well. Yeah. Purdy does a good job of getting rid of the ball. But we'll see now with these 70 sacks here and hard to break down Hurts. We'll see. It's under minus 130, by the way. You play that under. And stuff I already bet, gave out earlier in the week. Good stuff here. But depending, the under 45.5 in the Eagle game, which has moved against me, I don't get the move. I don't see points in this game. Bengals plus 1.5. Burrow to throw an interception. No, even money. Every team with a rushing touchdown, 3-1. Every team with a field goal, even money. Points in every quarter. Yes, minus 165. In pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern, BetRivers.com. You can find these picks with all the others mentioned by VSiN hosts and guests and on our shows at VSiN.com/picks. The Charchian tidbit, and again, to go back, and we started the show with it, but Lawrence, 174. Cousins, 221. Goff, 215. Tannehill, 147. Aaron Rodgers, 140. Matty Ice, 213. Heineke, 211. Mills, 154. Pickett, 191. Jones, 169 and 135. Webb, 168. Dalton, 205. Fields, 150. So what teams throw for on Philly's defense. What the passing yardage was.
Right.
Murray had 250 and Dak went off in the game that Hurts didn't play with Minshew. But that's great numbers, and you see where Purdy's at right now.
Elite pass rush. Maybe the best secondary in football. So that equals bad performances by quarterbacks week in and week out. Purdy, rookie quarterback, on a team that can absolutely run the football against a defense that is susceptible to the ground game. So I think the email that we got or the tweet earlier that we talked about is the game plan here for the 49ers has to be a carbon copy of what the Commanders did their first week and what the Saints did in week 17. You play keep away from the Eagles. You run the ball, and they have McCaffrey and Mitchell. They have not practiced this week. Assuming that they're going to be okay, though, in the game, you have those two players. You can throw Mason out there. You can run the ball Debo. You play keep away. If you can convert third and manageable, that's the recipe here. You out, and then they'll abandon the running game and throw the ball, but that actually might, I think that's how the Eagles beat the Niners anyway. I don't have a strong opinion on the game. I will say, if it goes to three, I'll probably take a little 49ers. And it did touch three at one spot here in Las Vegas yesterday.
Yeah. What a matchup. 12 in a row with Mr. Irrelevant against a team that's 15-1 when their guy starts.
Yep.
My God. How many times did they turn it over in that Washington game? That was sloppy Joe. 4 turnovers in that game for Philly.
Well, that'll do you in almost every single time.
Yeah, and their only loss when Hurts played.
Yep.
Has all the makings.
I don't know how to answer the question of what would make the best Super Bowl. Any game at this point. I do like the idea of, bets aside, I like the idea of Andy Reid playing his former team.
That's pretty good.
And if he could get a healthy Mahomes out there against the Eagles, I mean, that game could be fireworks across the board.
Yeah. Do they win? And then is he still okay? Does he make the injury worse? Mm-hmm. Does he go back to zero, as Randy Cross said? And then you get the 2 weeks off as well. Nothing wrong with San Francisco, Kansas City, or even San Francisco, Cincinnati.
Nope.
Which those exactas are paid 35-32-1 here at Circa before the playoffs started.
Yeah. And you have to go back again to 1997 when you had point spreads this small in the games.
Right. Which both road teams won.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And that was a Denver-Green Bay Super Bowl. And that was a Super Bowl in which the Packers were favored by, what, 2 touchdowns? They lost the game outright.
Was that Bill Cowher again, too? Denver beat them at home?
Oh, it had to be. Had to be.
Yeah, it was. Listener pointed it out. I mean, you know, Andy Reid's issues in championship games. Boy, did Bill Cowher blow a lot of them.
Yeah, he did.
Big favorite. He lost to Stan Humphries in one of them. The good size favorite. Weren't they laying 14 one year against somebody, New England? Or double digits?
Oh, wow.
Didn't they beat the Patriots one year laying double digits? I mean, I don't know if that was Cowher. Yeah, probably was Cowher too, but in any event.
We're talking a lot about the turtle shot that Mahomes is going to get again this week on Sunday. This is an email that we got from Jeff. I used to be an ER nurse in my 20s. We used to give each other shots of Toradol to cure our hangovers so we could get through the shift. Miracle drug. That would be frowned upon in today's world. I said, come on, get out of here. He goes, yep, total advantage play. Back in the 90s before everything was counted and tracked, about 20 minutes after you took it, you're good to go.
You're good to go.
What?
It's like, oh,
ER nurse, come on.
It's like here, they're selling the IVs about, hey, get back out there in Las Vegas. If you have a rough night, get back out there and get that energy boost. Sure. It's Bobby Axelrod with the crew coming in. Wags coming in with the
Wags.
IV.
Oh, what a character he is.
Well, he gets after it, Wags.
Yeah, he does. Absolutely. He doesn't screw around.
He likes to party. Just buys the whole bottle when he goes out to the bar.
What do you think about the angle with Mahomes 8-1 right now to lead the playoffs in passing yards?
Yeah.
What did
break it down?
Hurts. So he had 199 last week. Mahomes did, and that
well,
was
you need
out of the
to
of the
really
game.
Help your bet. You need Kansas City, Philly Super Bowl.
You would, and that's
you're
because
both biased. Because I know if it's San Francisco, why he didn't do much last week. Purdy went for 330 in the Seattle game.
Right.
So Purdy's got 330 and 214. What's he do? Yeah. Yeah.
So he's got, if the Niners win the game, you're not going to overcome that.
No, can't.
You can't do it.
You can't.
But if the Eagles win the game, Hurts last week had, again, I think it was a very small number last week. Philadelphia here, toggling. I think he had 154 yards passing. So if we get a Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl, and Mahomes is right around his passing number this week, which is now hovering around 285-ish, if he hits that number or goes over it, well, then he's going to be sitting pretty going into the Super Bowl. Mm. 8-1 right now? You need a win this week. That was a very realistic breakdown from Seren Petro, who's there. He asked the first three questions to Andy Reid in the press conference, and he's like, let's not go nuts here. The guy's moving forward, and that's it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to side whatsoever. And what you're watching on video is basically the warm-up, so it's not that big of a deal.
How about the Cincinnati fans? Ah, he's faking. How much you do about nothing? These fans, short for fanatic. We understand.
Oh, but
these
yeah.
guys, some of these guys, tinfoil hat guy, all the crazy what's gone on the last couple of weeks. With the other thing is, I mean, if you have, as a fan, you have to be looking at the, I mean, if Seren Petro cracks the mic on Monday talking about another home loss in an AFC title game, and 5 years in a row, you only have one Super Bowl to show for it. Ooh. And who knows? Does Andy Reid come back? That's yeah. another angle.
You need to be ready to go on Sunday with the in-play.
Have to. You don't know what this is going to look like.
No,
or if he takes another hit. And
I'm not going to say you're going to know immediately, but there's a decent yeah. chance you can tell with your own eyes yeah. what he's going to be like for the whole game.
Far away places. Henny to get in the game, 3-1.
There you go.
To get in the game. Take a snap.
Good luck with your bets. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.